Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Wednesday, September 9th, 2015. Palestinian civilian critically injured by an Israeli bomb in Gaza, and in the West Bank, settlers' attacks leave injured civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip have reported on Wednesday at dawn that a young Palestinian man was admitted to the Shifa Medical Center west of Gaza City after an Israeli unexploded ordnance detonated near him, causing life-threatening wounds. The sources said that the young man suffered wounds to most parts of his body and is currently at the intensive care room in a very serious condition. Dozens of Palestinians have been killed and injured by Israeli unexploded ordnance in different parts of the Gaza Strip, especially after Israel's massive aggression and onslaught on the coastal region in the summer of 2014. Elsewhere, a group of Israeli extremists living in illegal Israeli colonies in the northern West Bank district of Nablus burned on Wednesday at dawn Palestinian olive orchards and farmlands belonging to residents of Burin village south of Nablus. Local sources said that the burned orchards are close to the Yitzhar illegal Israeli colony built on privately owned Palestinian lands. Palestinian villagers rushed to their lands to extinguish the fire. Meanwhile, Israeli soldiers arrived at scene and were seen talking to the fanatics who burned the orchards but did not apprehend any of them. On Tuesday night, three residents were injured after Israeli extremists hurled stones on their car while driving back home in Jenin, coming from the nearby Nablus city. On Wednesday morning, Israeli soldiers threw tear gas grenades on the Kharbatha Boys' School near Ramallah in central West Bank, causing tens of suffocation cases among students. Early on Wednesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 9 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank during military invasions targeting various Palestinian communities and uprooted agricultural lands near Hebron. Also on Wednesday at dawn, soldiers kidnapped 3 young Palestinian men after breaking into their homes in Attur village in occupied East Jerusalem. The 3 are former political prisoners, local Palestinian sources reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, September 9th, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Barnoura.